Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Stand to your feet and let's welcome our preacher. Oh, make some noise!
Clap your hands for Jesus. Clap your hands for Jesus. I want you to lift up your hands and pray and ask the Lord. When we come to God, he speaks to us. And it is his voice that makes the difference in our lives. You can't go anywhere in life without your ideas, without your course you did. You can't do much with just your ideas. You can't do much with logic. It's God. Only his word. The Bible says he sent his word. And that word healed our diseases. Lift your hands and pray that this morning he will speak to you. Speak to me, Lord. 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 Father, we thank you. We are grateful to you. We know our lives will not be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Clap your hands. And you may please be seated. We are happy to be in church, and we are happy to have the blessing of experiencing Resurrection Sunday. Yes, and this day, as I think about it, Resurrection Sunday is applied itself powerfully to us in this church. Okay. Yes. As I think about it, what we are experiencing is a Resurrection Sunday bonanza. I said it's a Resurrection Sunday what? Yes. Because the Bible says that if the same spirit that raised up Jesus dwells in us. He says, it shall quicken our mortal bodies. I'm reading from Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. You see, like we celebrated Good Friday. Good Friday is not just that we have black clothes and we don't get the chance to wear. There are no funerals. So we are wearing black. It means something. Good Friday, it means something for us as Christians. That if you are following Jesus, then you must also suffer pain. You must die. Something must die. You cannot be a Christian without pointing to something that has died. Then Resurrection Sunday, we celebrate, we use this day to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. And it means that anything that is dying can come back to life again. Says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. So no one who's a Christian should think that what happened in Jerusalem was something that happened some 2,000 years ago and doesn't concern you. What happened 2,000 years ago was caused by a spirit. A spirit made Jesus come back to life again. And the Bible says that that spirit, 2,000 years ago spirit, can also dwell in you. It can be in you. So your connection, if somebody asks you, somebody has died 2,000 years ago, how does it concern you? Why have you connected yourself to somebody who has died? A thief who was hanged on a cross and died. The answer is that his resurrection was caused by a spirit. And that spirit is also in you. Tell the person that the resurrection of Jesus was caused by a spirit. And that spirit is also in me. Tell your neighbor, the spirit is in you. Or you can ask, is the spirit in you?
Is the spirit in you?
That as a person again, the 2,000 years ago spirit, is it in you? Tell the person that is what connects you to Jesus. The spirit that raised Jesus 2,024 years ago. That spirit must be in you. Tell the person, spirits don't die. Spirits don't die. It's human beings who die. Spirits, they don't die. So that spirit has been alive. Tell the person, has been alive for 2,024 years. And it has entered you. And that spirit that is in you will quicken your mortal bodies. Your mortal body. Tell the person, receive the spirit. Receive the spirit. Tell the person, I can see that you are slow now. You are dull. You are dull. But there's a medicine for your dullness. The medicine is not APC. It's not Tupire. It is the spirit. And it's entering you now. It's entering you now. And it is quickening you. It is giving you life. In Jesus' name. Amen. There should be no dull moment in our Christian lives. That is why if you are sitting here, that spirit is here. It's in your pastor. And what that spirit does is that, you see, without that spirit, we are headed for death. Not coffin death. Not Osu Cemetery death. No. That's in 90 years' time. But there is death in our lives. Let me tell you, any nice thing that happens to you has to die within 3 months.
Hey.
There are laws governing the universe. And one of the laws is the law of death or degeneration. Yes. This chair, this phone is supposed to die. Everything dies. You are changing the preaching in a way I don't like. This hair is supposed to die. Look, nothing is supposed to remain as nice as it was originally. Everything, including the table, must die. And can you put this table in a coffin? No. But if Pastor, can you come and see? Whether it's oil, whether it's watch it oil, it's dead. And it's dead because the owner of this table doesn't have that spirit that makes dying things come alive. When you are spiritless, it means you've joined yourself to the normal trend. What's a normal trend? Everything must die. Your joy must die. The happiness in your marriage must die. It's a law. Your good son must die. And what you must experience from the good son, school prefect's son, is a boy who is a homosexual and is on drugs and is out of his mind.
Dead.
No parent is supposed to have a good daughter permanently. No wife should have a good husband permanently. It's against the law to have anything that is nice permanently. This speaker that is nice, if it has to remain alive for a long time, then somebody with a certain spirit in him should be in charge of this speaker. Anything. I'm looking for something that doesn't die. Everything will spoil. Yes. So when you find something that continues to remain nice, it means another spirit has taken over. A spirit that is different from the normal spirit. Anybody here who is smoking and has smoked weed before, you were not born smoking weed. At a certain time in your life, you were a good boy. We're a good boy. But the spirit of the world entered you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is why I preach about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it will help you to go and find that message. If you don't, there will be nothing nice in your life for a long time. Marry right now. Let's have a wedding today. After 3 months, we'll be quarreling. And 3 years, it is beginning to occur to you that we must separate. 5 years, you are seeing a lawyer. If by 7 years we are together, it means that we are together for another reason. And not because we love each other. And say another reason. But not every marriage is together because of another reason. I'm not married to my wife today because of another reason. Like we are waiting for our children to marry and go so that I can divorce her and marry a man. Yay! Or my eyes are on a certain girl somewhere that I am happy with. So I'm waiting for my last born to leave the house. Then now, when he leaves, we separate and I go and find Abigail. It's not like that. Anybody who doesn't pay the price to have this spirit is joining the world. There's a price to pay for this spirit. There's a price to pay. The price to pay for the resurrection spirit is the message I'm preaching titled The Narrow Way. Yes. The price to pay. Otherwise, this nice girl sitting here, in 5 years' time, she will not be around. She'll be the third wife of the MD of Lakes and Moons Enterprise. And you may think that I'm joking. See, we are like meat. And of course, we are meat. But in a sense, have you seen meat that has been bought from the market? That meat that you buy, 1 kilo. 1 kilo is 1 pound. It is, every meat you buy is spoiled meat. Yes, abattoir. You go, you take the cow, and they kill it. I'm about to finish preaching, so I don't know why people are coming. You go to the abattoir, you kill every. Once you put a knife to the throat of the animal, it means dying has started. You're taking their life out. Every meat you buy is spoiled. Only that the level of spoiling of the meat is so low that you can eat it. When you see me eating kebab, I'm eating spoiled meat. Once life leaves, anything is dead. Only that the dying gets worse with time. Once the head of the animal is connected to the animal and is alive, then the meat is normal. You kill it now. Now. 1 millisecond is dead meat. And processes begin. Things begin. Only that you wouldn't want to buy the same meat lying there after 4 months. Because that one there, it's bad. Yes, yeah, yeah. Some of you are like 4 months meat. That is, it's bad. It's rotten. But even the 4 months meat, the power of Christ that raised Lazarus from the dead can also change you and make you into something nice. Can you stand up and clap for the spirit of Jesus? The resurrection. He can make anything nice. There's no spoiled meat in the kitchen of Jesus. Can you clap your hands? Just bring the meat. Keep clapping. Is this spoiled? Bring the meat. Jesus will put life into the meat. Kaya yabada bakataba yadaba dababa. Yabada. 4 months, rotten maggot, brangler. That is why you got to pay the price. Because without that spirit, you are undergoing autolysis. You are spoiling with time. But ask around. It's okay. Ask around. Ask your neighbors. The pastor who preached. How rotten was he? Sure. A pastor has a past. And a pulpit pulls people from the pit. I'm standing here. I'm preaching. I'm a pastor. I'm a very, very, very correct man. You have no idea. But go to my area. There's a boy in my area called CO. Yes. He's still alive. He's called commanding officer. Yes. I served under him. As a 11, 12, 13-year-old boy, I was serving under CO. He was the territorial commander of all the Indian hemp and the girls in the area. That's his name was CO. He's still alive. I saw him a few months ago. I served under CO. That was at home. That was at home. You don't have any idea. Then in school, I served under Mess Around. Actually, mommy, I'm very surprised I'm in church. I'm very surprised. I'm the last person to be in church. CO, his training.
Tell us more.
Ha.
Tell us more.
My father, even my father who died, he was dead. His shoes, church's shoes from London. One shoe is about £1,000. I collected everything with CO. We went to sell everything to get money to go to Ahimfie. Not to see the chief. Oh, there was another chief. Smoking. Drinking. Today actually is the first time it's hit me that I am in church. Yeah, it's been 40 years, but today is the first time I'm surprised because the life I was living, no. I was against church. A Sunday morning like this, by this time, I'm smoking. 13 years. 13, not 30. 1, 3. Sunday, I'm smoking, looking for something to sell. Because by 5 p.m. Sunday, we are headed for Harborview. 13! But I contacted the resurrection power. Nobody is here on his own. You can't be here. You are too spoiled a man to be standing in church on a Sunday morning. If you are here, it means a spirit has entered you, has entered your mortal body. That's why in Sierra Leone, we call a man mortal man. A living person is a mortal man. Mortal man. There's hope for you.
Amen.
Look, anybody sitting in church who is still sleeping with somebody's husband, you are still in church, you are into pornography, you are in church, you are listening, if you are here, you are into unbeliever music and all this stuff. I'm telling you that the spirit hasn't entered you. Do you know the pornography I have watched as I'm standing here? The pornography I've eaten as I'm standing here. Why not this 2x4 cartoons? There is nothing that can fight that spirit. When it enters you, whatever is there just comes alive like that. That I am preaching in church. You should take a picture and go and post it in town. That guy shouldn't be in church. There's hope for you. Tell 3 people there is hope for you. Hi. And the life, the resurrected life, where the nonsense is dead, is another word for kingdom life. Kingdom life. And there is a price. We were in Accra Sports Stadium. I've not been there before. I've been there once through some gate. But as I was driving this time, I saw ticket office where they pay the tickets. They pay. You can't be in the stadium to watch football without paying a price. The kingdom of God has a gate. Can you sit down, sir? I'm getting confused. The kingdom of God has a gate. Okay. It is a place. It's a place. Only that, see, in life, it's not like an area with a wall around it. No. All of us are in the world, but some are spiritually in an enclave. To enter that space where there's real life, not this nightclub, smoking, drinking, betting, pornography, girl. Once a while, some boy bends you down and this type of nonsense. I'm talking about life. The real life, baby. It is not free. It's not free. You can't pay for it. Then get out. You can't pay, you see. Then be in the church. Church is not kingdom of God. Church is not kingdom of God. There are people sitting here who are not in the kingdom of God. Pastor is not kingdom of God. Bishop, reverend is not. Don't deceive. These are just titles to confuse us. The kingdom of God is an enclave. It is a spiritual space. In life, you enter that space. I entered that space when I was 16. The spoiling was terminated at age 16 by another 16-year-old girl. I don't know what she did. I don't know how she did it, but before I knew it, I was normal again. I was terminated. 16. Don't want to pay. You can't pay, you see. Be in church. Some of you are sitting in church. You are in the world. You are in the world. You are not the last. If you are in the kingdom, then I am a whale in the sea. If you are in the kingdom of God, then I am a whale in the sea. You don't want to pay. You don't want to pay. You don't want to enter through the door. Jesus said, anybody who doesn't enter through the door, the same person is a thief and a robber. And there are no thieves in heaven. I'm saying in English that some of you sitting here don't want to pay the price to be in the kingdom. You think that sitting here means you are in the kingdom. Let me move away from this side. I need to control myself. See, sitting here doesn't mean you're in the kingdom. Look at me. I'm lifting my hand. I'm about to close. I'm saying that pay the price. It's a good life.
Thank you.
The kingdom life is a good life. It's a sweet life. It is the life. Pay. There's a gate fee. Have you not seen? We don't. All these doors, they are open. Even there, if you are a thief, you can jump into there. There's no gate fee. Because that is not the kingdom. I said, church is not no kingdom, no nothing. It's supposed to be the embassy of heaven. If God is looking for an office, God in heaven is looking for an office on earth to do administrative work. He won't use the university. He won't use the hospital. He will use the church. But sitting in church, not everybody who is in the Liberian embassy in Ghana is a Liberian.
No.
There are Ghanaian watchmen there. I want to stop preaching because you guys are not interested. U.S. Embassy, the High Commissioner, U.S. Ambassador, his house, or in the embassy where we go and collect visas. Not everybody who works there is an American. Kai. Not everybody sitting here is a citizen of heaven. That's why your greatest privilege in life is to hear me preach to you. I'm trying. Don't stand up. Turn to three people and tell them, pay the gate fee. In Acts 14, 22. I'm preaching already. I'm just about to end. In Acts 14, 22. It says, confirming the souls of the disciples. Say confirmation.
Confirmation.
Confirmation. You don't use a ticket to fly. You have been going to Paris and Germany and America. Yeah. This is an international traveler. The tickets you use, they are confirmed tickets. You can buy the ticket, but it should be confirmed. You don't just travel. Just because you paid and they got a ticket, the ticket must be confirmed before you are allowed to board. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. And that we must, through much tribulation, enter
the gate fee.
Look, you don't want to pay, no problem, baby, but just don't think that by sitting in church you are paid. Confirming the souls and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that you can't enter with convenience and pleasures and ease. You can't. It's a lie. It's a lie. That's nonsense. Grace nonsense. Just behave anyhow, and there's grace. You can fool around and just have a. That's nothing like that. It's a lie. That we must, through much tribulation. Tribulation is a big word. So, sister, give us English language we can understand. The same word has come. Keep changing. Change le version. That we must, through many hardships, the gate fee is hardship. You can't come into the kingdom with ease. You just come and sit here, sit around, just sit here, just relax, and go back home. And go to your betting parlor. Go to the girl. In the night, you are with the girl, fooling. No, it's hard to enter. Many, not one. I don't. You did English in school. Many is not two. The last time I checked, when you say many, oh, there were many boys in the room. It cannot be three. Katabahata. Masata Baba. Give me more translations. That we must, good news translation. We must pass through many troubles. Don't mind these pastors making the Christian life an easy life. They are lost. I don't care how many lights are there or how many millions are in the pastor's church or how handsome he is or what he owns. He said he's not in the kingdom. Anybody who tells you just come as you are and live as you are. No, you come as you are, but you pay to change. I said there is nothing like come as you are. And live as you are. As you want to. There's nothing like that. I came as I was. By 16 years, I was drinking vodka in bottles. The brother who used to supply me, he was at my son's wedding yesterday. We were sitting down. Yes. This is another one. I had different fathers. Not many fathers, a few. I had mess around. I had CEO. Then another milder father. Yes. His mother was Ghana's top producer of alcoholic drinks and vodkas in the 90s. Wow. We were sitting in Mampong yesterday talking. The mother was he's exporting it to Europe, America, whatever. We're not drinking. We're drinking vodka. Absolute. We drink it like this. 16 years. You're a joker. So you don't know who is preaching to you. Anybody who says, come as you are and live as you want to. There's nothing like as you want to. I'm coming there now. Maybe I should move that point to this point now. Okay. Pornography, whatever, this, that. I mean, I was a bag of worms. As I was. But when I received him and he received me, I had to stop some things. I had to change my life. I had to take decisions. You can't just continue. You've not stopped, you see. You've not stopped. Ha. Ego, who you? So Jesus said, the road, Matthew 7, is hard and difficult. Look, if this message I'm preaching puts you off Christianity, then you are not meant to be. You know, it's not everybody should be here. Our names are in a book. That should tell you that some names are not in a book. if what I'm preaching angers you, puts you off, it means you are not, your name is not in the book. What God hasn't written, I can write. The pen that is used, no man can hold that pen. New Living Translation. Matthew 7. By the gateway. How to enter. It's very narrow. And the road. It's difficult. I don't know. Say, one of the most wonderful mysteries. Well, Jesus told the Pharisees that if they stop the children from praising him, the stones will rise up. One of the most powerful gospel songs of all time. All time, highest, most powerful. There's no gospel song in its category. It amazes me that it was not sung by gospel musicians. In fact, is it the keyboardist or the guitar? The keyboardist died some years ago. He was on drugs. It was a band that was played in nightclubs. They were moving everywhere in the world. Everywhere, Stockholm, from Ghana. Yeah. South Africa, Amsterdam. It was one of the most powerful exports from Ghana. It's not cocoa. It's a band, a nightclub band called Osibisa. I don't even know what it means. Maybe Osimesibisa, or I don't know. Yeah. They, to me, actually, I've been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord. There is no gospel song I know that comes near that song. I don't even know what they were thinking about. I don't know what Osibisa meant. But God used them. Unfortunately, it's not a song we sing. He said, we used to hear it before Super Odi. What do you call it? Is it Super Odi? Akanda. No. Osofodazi. You are young. Do you know Osofodazi? It says, the song says, we are go. I don't know what to say. Why were they going? What? Well, maybe somebody sang it. Maybe somebody sang it. Then I heard them. When I heard it, it was their song. I mean, they sang it for me. Maybe check. Please check. Google. Check for me. I don't know the title. Is it We Are Going? Please, let's settle it now, because it must be a gospel choir that sang it. Yes. Please correct. Let's correct ourselves now. I want to know who sang it. It can't be a group that is in a nightclub. But they sang when I heard it. Sorry, by who? The internet is not working. Eh? You found it? Oh, 1971. We are going. The artist, 71, Osibisa. No. He was on drugs. I mean, they were in nightclubs. They sang the song. And I don't know where they were going, but I think God used them. Because he can use stones. Yeah. We are going. Heaven knows where we are going. Hey, we know we will. We will get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. Personally,
we know.
I don't know a gospel song that comes into this class.
It will be hard, we know, and the road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know we will.
Song.
We know, and the road will
be dirty and rough, but we will get there. Heaven knows how we will get
there. We know we will.
Must sing this song as the first hymn every Sunday, because we are going somewhere and heaven knows how we are going. The road, it will be hard. Your road is easy. Your road is easy. You want an easy life. You are sitting in church. You want to go home. You can get up and go. Get up and go. You were not meant to be here. You want an easy Christian life? You want to be here? You are also sleeping with a girl. An easy life. This is my wife. I'm also sleeping with these two choristers. And easy. I want to drink beer tonight. I just call. Then the following day, I'm going to the church board meeting. Oh, I don't feel like going to church today. Next week, I'll come. Sure. It will be hard. We know. And the road. If the road you are on is an easy road, ha.
Points I gave you. I need to end the service. My time is up. What is the first difficulty? Read it in English. Are you working? What's the first difficulty? Breaking worldly habits.
It's difficult. Difficult. It's difficult to stop drinking when you've been drinking. Once something is called a habit, it means it's a part of you. It's a part of your flesh. If it's not a part of you, it's not a habit. That's why in tree we say, Wopesa. Usubai. Subai means usu. Usu, the soul. It's not soul. Like your essence. Usu. Bai, I don't know what the bai means. A habit is a part of you. But you must strip it off. You think I was going to church? Strip it off. Number two. The difficulty of living worldly relationships. Because a friend is also a part of your life. A friend is a part of your life. And in the world, we had friends. You cannot enter. You see, the road is even too small to accommodate you and your friends. If you will have friends, there should be friends you've made inside, because you can't pass, even your own body can't pass through. Then how can you? And so if you are still with your unbeliever friends, it means you've not passed through the gate. It's too small for you to have your quaffing friends. Quaffing friends. You are sitting in the church with your quaffing unbelievers. You've not entered. Number three. Of denying yourself the pleasures. Whatever is a pleasure to you is a part of your flesh, because your flesh likes pleasures. Anything that makes your flesh tickle. And to deny yourself that there's a bottle of vodka here. There's a bottle of beer. Kai. And the beer bottle is sweating. I have a phone. I have got money.
Free Wi-Fi.
And I cannot bet. Ah. I'm sitting at a whatever station. There's free Wi-Fi. It's not my money. It's the air money. And I cannot watch Japanese pornography. Want to be here and still be watching pornography? You can't deny yourself. Number four, Mahata Bahata. The difficulty of what? Learning new Christian habits. Do you think that in the nightclub I was praying? I was into witnessing? No. I was doing outreaches, but not the outreach you think about. Yeah. And my souls were largely girls.
Your ministry was.
Yes. But here, we speak to boys with hard faces. Is this not a hard face? But this is my friend. This is my friend. Before, this soft and nice face was my girl. Yeah, but now I'm into this. What type of face is this? What is this? A quintessential hard face. Have you seen somebody smoking weed and fasting and praying? There are new habits. One of the habits is coming to church. Every Sunday, every Tuesday, joining a group. You don't want to learn it. But you can't. You've not entered. It will be hard. Sing it again, baby.
It will be hard, we know, and the road will.
You are free to live your life. Live the easy life. I'm just announcing that you are not in the kingdom. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying change. I'm just informing you that you are deceiving yourself by thinking that because you are sitting in church, you have entered the kingdom. Ha! Sing it again, baby.
It will be hard, we know, and the road will be muddy and rough.
We'll be on this topic for a long time. I said, we'll be on this topic for a long time. Get ready.
No, sir, we will get there. We know we will.
Number 5. The difficulty of being under authority and instructions. When you are not born again, you are living anything you want to do, you do it. You want to go, you go. You want to sit, you sit. You want to eat, you eat. You want a girl, you girl. You want a boy, you boy. You want a drink, you drink. You want to smoke, you smoke. But when you become born again, you must be under authority. You don't want to be under. Get away from here. Get away and go. Get up and go. You're not meant to be here. This place is a special place. You don't want to be here. Just get up and go. Here, somebody tells you what to do. You don't want to hear somebody telling you what to do. Then get out of here. Some of you were raised by parents who allowed you to do anything you want to do. Not here. At least not under Bishop George. No, 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 not here. No, 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 no. Let it end with your mother at home. Yeah. When we say come to church at 7:30, come to church at 7:30. Come. The preaching was at 8:15. Your pastor was about to, he was, should he bring a singer? What question did you come to ask me?
Should I bring a singer?
I was even late. It was 8:16 when I entered. In Japan, when the train is late by 18 seconds, they refund tickets and give second tickets. Like if the train is 18 seconds late, every passenger will get an extra ticket. You are joking. You just get there. You want to go anywhere you go. Want to do anything you do. Under authority. Under. That's under. See, everybody wants to stand on his own like that. But in the kingdom, the roof is short. So we are all walking like that. Everybody in the kingdom is like that. You can't be yourself. You can't stretch yourself. We are all under like that. Even the door is a small door. Jesus said, except you humble yourself, I'll come there. Take your time. Number 6. That's all. Come. The 5 of you come. Line up here. Line up here. Face here. Yes. Heaven knows how we will get. 5 boys, come. Can't even count. Line up here. Also face here. Yes. I'm showing you. Go on into the kingdom. Point number 6 is the difficulty of having no other options. apart from the options the Bible gives you. No other option. Options. You want to go to the kingdom?
Teach.
That's how. The road to the kingdom is this. You want to go? Are you what? You can also remain outside. You want to go into the kingdom? You must lose weight. I got there. I'm surprised you are able to enter with friends. The only option is the option of I won't enter. You enter. Continue drinking. The Bible is one of the scriptures that is, you've not noticed a verse in the Bible. It's the second part. Okay, let me say this. The fourth says, is that why should you be much wicked? Why should you be much wicked about a lot of things? And the second part is, why should you die before your time? Why should you be wicked overmuch? Why shouldest thou be wicked overmuch? Why shouldest thou die before your time? Okay, this the Kenyan. Be not over much wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Hello, look at me. Most people die before their. Everybody must die. He must die. I must die. She must die. We must die. But there is something called. Not every dying is good dying. You want to? Because I'm trying to enter. You won't allow me. So what should I do? Small church, I'm coming. The pastor is preaching. He's talking to me. I'm going to my mother. Go to your mother. Here, we can drink anything. There is nothing. Baya. The way to the kingdom has no options. The only size is Bible size. I have offended you. That your only option is to forgive me. That you can decide whether to. The only option is Bible.
You see, this is my wife. We've quarreled this morning. So as we are here, can see she's bored though. And I'm also bored. One brother told me, he came to my house and I was eating lunch. Yes, this must be 22 years. I lived in Mata Echo. And I was eating. I said, oh, Kale, get a plate, get some fork and knife, let's eat. He said, fork and knife or for what? I said, oh, let's have lunch. He says, but this fork and knife. He said, I'm hungry. I don't have time for fork. So, that's why? So, but you were in my house last Sunday. And Chula was in his house. There was a problem in his with his wife. I spoke to them. The wife smiled nicely. He said, things haven't changed. He said, as I'm sitting here, my wife has locked the kitchen door. I saw the padlock. It's a padlock. I'm not, there's nothing I'm saying that is like, imagine, she has locked the kitchen door. So he has not eaten. And if a wife locks the kitchen door, you can imagine other doors that are locked. So as we've come to church, she has not given me any food. We don't talk. She's bored. Ask her a question. She just looks somewhere. Then I meet Dinah. Mommy, don't you think that I will like this one? I will like this stone. But the Bible says that the road I should walk on, the size of the road is this size. I cannot add this, or I can't remove this and bring this. You can't do anything you want to do. Our mothers, they married well. It's when you grow, you hear the stories. Say, anyway, in this marriage. You see, like as I stand here, I don't have an option to go upstairs to the air conditioned room. As I'm preaching now. I can have an option to eat grass or to chew sand, but to go upstairs to the air conditioned hall to sit down and cool, it's not an option. It doesn't exist because there's no upstairs. There's no office. Even the toilet, we are now digging the toilet. So certain options should not even exist in your mind. My first month in church, they say we are fasting and praying. First month. I've been an unbeliever all my life. Today, I've just joined the church. Small kose, we must eat. They say, if you eat, your testicles will swell. Ah! What type of place is this? You see, come here. The road to destruction is a road. This is N1. Where you can, many options. I can go like this. I can go like that. Say options.
What a But the original road, may you squeeze yourself. I said, may you squeeze yourself. I'm telling anybody whose road has got options, you can jump. You can stay at home. You can choose not to pray. We are going for outreach. You have an option. It's like saying that you are going abscess.
We are going for outreach because you are wearing red, red. You say what? The sun doesn't like red. Listen to me. That is why I pray for you that you will read your Bible every day. Look, the Bible, every scripture in the Bible gives you the size of your options. When you widen the options by just one inch, you've destroyed your life. Adam, he widened his options by just one fruit. The garden had 100,000 trees. He said, eat everything. But this one, don't touch. He didn't touch all the fruits on that tree. He touched just one fruit. And by the way, it's not apple. It's not an apple. It's a fruit. He touched one. If he didn't even eat the whole fruit, he just took a bite. My dear friend, the slightest katsukiako. Do you know why I'm preaching here this morning? Because I don't have no options. Somebody came and said, should we cancel his present service yesterday and then let's have a joint service in the church? I said, I like narrow. I said, narrow. I said, whatever you are doing, leave the place at 6, whatever, and make sure you are in church. Don't readily introduce options. Don't make things easy. Don't make things easy. Don't. That road doesn't exist into the kingdom. The introduction of a slight option. Oh, that's my wife, but I can just kiss this one. Not that I'm touching her. Just to relieve the pressure is too much. Too much. No. Tell your neighbor, no. Potiphar's wife came to Joseph and said, just once. He said, no. Look, I'm preaching to you today. You can't have options. If there's no ring on your finger, tell the boy, no. I'm looking at my face. I'm also looking at your face. Oh, you don't want to have sex. Just not even all your breast. Just the left breast. That's all. Left. Do you know what the left means? Just the left. Not the whole left. Just the front of the left. Everybody say no.
No.
Look at the next person sitting by you and say no.
No.
In fact, don't just say no. Say no. Nonsense. You have an option to forgive me or not to forgive me. Jesus said that when you have a gift and you are taking it to the altar and you remember that, not that I'm not talking to you, you are not happy with me.
It's called you have an ought with me. Many of you don't understand that scripture. Today I'm explaining it to you. Most of you don't understand that verse. I'm explaining to you because there's a teacher here. Oh, I should stop teaching. If you bring your gift to the altar and there remembers that thy brother hath an ought, and that's translation, version, change the version. Another one, good news or something. Has something against you, yes. Against you, yes. New Living Translation. Or you've done it already. Something against you. Massage. And you suddenly remember a grudge. I'm going to the altar. I'm ending now. I'm ending now. I'm going to the altar, a place of worship. I'm about to make an offering. And suddenly, I remember a grudge, a brother, a sister, a friend has. Not that I am bored with her.
The brother
has something against me. I'll stop teaching.
No. Teach.
It's not that you are giving an offering. Listen, it's not that you are giving an offering and you are also bitter. There's nothing like bitterness here or hurt here. The one giving the offering is not hurt. It's not bitter. It's not quarreling with anybody. It's somebody who is angry with her, with him. You've not understood the vessel. Today, he said, leave it at the altar. And go to this friend. And make things right. Everybody say, and make things right.
And make things right.
You don't understand it. They say it's a prophetic preaching. Okay. I've never heard this before. Today, because what is treating the marriage that they say is prophetic preaching. I'll stop preaching. I'm going to. Can I continue the preaching or I should stop the preaching? Because it's now starting to get hot. That's why we came early. So we are closing now. It means, mommy, that when I come to you, when I leave the offering and I come to you, you have no option. The assumption is that after I've come to you, I should be able to give my offering. Which means that the expectation of heaven is that you will drop the issue. Anybody who offends you and comes to you leaves you with no other option but to forgive. If I come to you and I leave without you having forgiven me, it means that you've done something wrong. Because once I come to you, it means that I should be able to give my offering. Which means that the issue should have died. So anybody who is offended by someone, that's the person comes to your house or sends a text and says that, I'm sorry, forgive me. You have no option. Any other option is your demonic option. How many of you have apologized to somebody and the person still was treating the matter? You were dealing with somebody who had demons in him. Listen. I'm going. So, the only thing I do is to come to you and say sorry. Everything else, no matter what I've done against you, everything else is yours. If I leave your house, one brother, one pastor was angry with another pastor, and that pastor went to his house. He said, leave my house. He said, next time when you are coming, come with more sense. You are immediately hearing a voice of somebody who doesn't have the Spirit of Christ. Because the Spirit of Christ says that if that person enters your house, it means that the person is leaving on his way to give his offering. That is, my coming to you should make it easy for me, should make it possible for me to give my offering. Heaven expects that once I'm coming to knock on your door, it means that from your house, like the road to the altar is here. And when I got here, suddenly I remembered that she has a problem with me. So I left it there and I went to her. The expectation, he says, go, leave and go to this friend and make things right. Then and only then, come back and work things out with God. So from here, I shouldn't go back home. From here, I should go to the altar. But what happens here will determine whether I can go to the altar or not. If you don't forgive me, I can't go to the altar because you have an ought against me. So when somebody says sorry to you and you say no, you are making it difficult for the person to leave his gift, to come to the altar. The expectation of heaven is that, listen again, when somebody is angry with you and you go to the person, the person should have no options apart from the option of dropping the matter. If you are sitting here and somebody has come to you to apologize, and that person coming to you to apologize has not changed what you are, how angry you are with the person, you are outside the kingdom. If you hear the word sorry, sorry means drop the matter. That's the meaning of sorry. Never make it difficult for someone to come to the altar. But today, actually what happens is that most of us come to the altar anyway, whether somebody has an ought with us. Some of you even have an ought with somebody. That way it doesn't mean anything. Because you are not really a believer in the word of God. Today I came to say to you that slim down. Your options are too many. When do I pray? I choose when I want to pray. I'll choose whether to sleep with you or not to sleep with you. I'll choose where I pay my tithes. I'll choose what I do with my tithes. I'll choose it. I'll choose whether I'll stop going to the nightclub or I'll continue. I'll choose whether to stop betting or not to stop betting. My dear friend, the road is narrow. It's difficult. Narrow. The word narrow means no other options. It's one option. This is how to walk. You don't walk like this. May you remove the options you have in the music you listen to. Slim down your movie options. Slim down your friendships. Slim down your emotions towards people. Slim down your behavior. Now, anybody, listen to me. Anybody who gives, who has options to do what you want to do, the person who gave you that option is destroying you. You do what you want to do. It doesn't exist. That is why one difficulty is the difficulty of having only one option. And what is the option? What the Bible says. That's what we do. We don't do what we feel like doing. We don't do what we want to do. Stand to your feet. Lift your two hands.
We are going. Heaven knows where we are going. We know we will. We will get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know we will.
Lift your two hands.
It will be hard, we know, and the road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know we will.
Lift your two hands and ask the Lord to give you the strength to throw the options in your room. Throw the options on your tablet away. It's not every page you should go to. It's not every website you go to. Some friends must be, look, the road is narrow. Even your own body can't enter. How much more your friend in the world? Everybody enters alone. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. Kalabazata bayade. Ramayande debe. Father, in the name of Jesus. 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 Help us to walk this difficult road. Keep us on the narrow 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 road. Lift your hands and say, keep me on the narrow road. 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 No options. No options. No other options. Except what you want. Only what God wants. Only what God wants. When I get 10 cities, one city is for him. No options. When I get 100 cities, 10 cities is for him. No, lift your two hands. No options. My relationship with my mother, no options. With my father, no options. What I do in my room, no other nonsense options. Lift your hands. Father, we thank you. Everybody pray. Pray and ask the Lord to give you the wisdom. The wisdom to remain under authority. Under authority. No options. 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 Father, we thank you. Every eye closed and every head bowed. You want to say, Pastor, today as we are preaching, I realize that I've not entered the kingdom. I've not entered the kingdom. I'm on my way to hell. Pastor, please pray for me. I want to receive Jesus Christ today. I want to humble myself and come to Jesus and walk on that narrow road. There's great excitement on the narrow road. If you are here, every head bowed, want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, just lift your hand. I'm going to pray for you now. You want to say, yes, lift your hand high. Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. If you want to give your life to Christ, lift your hand high, high, above your head. Yes, I see your hand. I see your hand. Yes, God bless you. You want to give your life to Jesus. You are ready to walk on the narrow road to life. Lift your hand high. If your hand is up, I want you to come to me here. Come to the front. Meet me here. Let's pray together here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Clap your hands for them. God bless you. You want to come to Jesus? God bless you, sir. You want to come to Jesus? You want to come to Jesus? You want to come to Jesus? One more chance. Who here wants to come to Jesus? You want to come to Jesus? Father, we thank you. Lift your two hands, everybody. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I realize I am a sinner. I am so dirty. I've lived a disobedient life. I have walked on the Broadway doing what I want to do. Today, I choose the narrow way. I choose the narrow way. Thank you, Lord, for receiving me on the narrow way. Please have mercy on me. Wash my sins. Cleanse my life. Make me new again. I want to start a new life. I want to start a new life. I want to walk with you. I want to be your child. I want you to be my master. I want you to be my savior. From today, I declare I am born again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.